You can feel the energy in the room just lifting as the chocolates are being shared around. Lorraine, tell us about some of the chocolates here that you've brought over from Ireland.
Okay, I've just recently set up my own company, and the chocolates that are on the table today are from County Louth. The brand name is Danusi, and they're actually coming in with the first air freight in 2 or 3 days, and they will be distributed by Milk and Honey Trading, and they're going to be in the high-end gourmet stores. Fantastic chocolates. The chef is from County Louth, Michelle, lovely lady, and has so much passion and so enthusiastic about these chocolates, and yeah, they're fantastic. You're tasting them,
and the chocolates, and also tea with your Irish breakfast tea here, which is a nice strong tea.
Yeah, exactly. And Bewley's is the most nostalgic brand we have in Ireland, you know. And I mean, back then, Yeats and many of the poets and all would go into the coffee shop, and all the theatre people. There's one big coffee shop in Dublin called Bewley's, and that was like my grandmother used to take me there, and it was a treat on a Saturday. So for me, it's lovely to be able to take in the brand here to the UAE.
So generally speaking, what's your favourite Irish fare? Nasser, what would be yours? What would you say is a traditional Irish dish?
My most favourite is my sister-in-law's brown bread.
Oh.
And I get her to bring it out to me when she comes out. I'm sure I could make it here, but not as nicely, and I don't know the ingredients. I don't think you can get... You're supposed to put sour milk in.
It's not the soda bread? Just
yes, it's called soda bread.
I like
but she
that.
Has a lovely crusty... what shall I call it? Crunchy crust. And it's delicious. It's lovely with smoked salmon on top.
Oh, yes.
Or even marmalade or jam.
That sounds great. Yeah, I know.
I had
soda bread on my list. That's what I remember from Ireland. And I think you mentioned fish there as well. For me, would be oysters.
Yes.
For you, James?
Yeah, I mean, the seafood in Ireland is outstanding, but at the sort of the other end of the market, we have our own special sort of sweet dishes. Our milk chocolate, our Cadbury's milk chocolate, is very, very milky, not to everybody's taste, but to Irish people, we seem to love that. Tato crisps as well, we all grew up in that. And we have our own lemonade. We had red lemonade.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And Zora, for you, what would be something that would make you think of home?
Potato bread. Mm. I haven't found it anywhere else. I only find it at home, and my granny knows how to make it, and I still have to learn how to make potato bread, but I love it. It's kind of like an Irish fry-up for your breakfast. And tato crisps, definitely. I only lived about 10 minutes away from the Tato factory in Tandragee. So I was up there all the time. So those two things.
What makes Tato crisps any different to crisps and chips?
When I was younger and I used to go and see my family in England, they used to say, well, what's the difference between, you know, Walkers and Tato? And I used to say, well, it's Irish, that's the difference, you know. So it's just a taste, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous. But you, Lorraine?
Again, the brown bread. I absolutely love homemade brown bread. My mother makes great homemade brown bread as well. And fish, oysters, I'm a fish lover though. Salmon as well, real proper Irish salmon or trout.
Trout
that was fished, you know, from fresh trout. So they're all memories.
Great. And what about Irish stew then, Michael? Well, we've got to mention Irish stew.
Indeed, and of course we have to mention potatoes as well.
Yeah.
I must admit, I am the carbohydrate kid, you know, the bread, but I have to say I'm a fanatic about potatoes. I love potatoes. They are the fuel of the gods, you know. So I have to say that's my favourite, and of course the great old fry. But I had a wonderful Irish stew. I was home a few weeks ago, and I went into a place in Belfast called The Crown, which is famous, and went in there and had probably the best Irish stew I have ever eaten, and it was fantastic, really good.
And what is it, Irish stew? To get the idea of what it's made of, is it mutton? Is it lamb?
Is it corned beef? Is it corned beef that completely separate?
Well, there are multiple variations, but am I safe in saying lamb, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Got it right, yeah. No, lamb and carrots and potatoes and
lots of vegetables.
Absolutely, it's a very, very healthy mix, and especially on a cold winter's day. Not that we get many of those in Ireland, of course. You know, normally it's 30 degrees, that sort of thing. But occasionally, when we get a cold, wet day, it's really a filling meal.
Lovely. Well, there you go. Now, when we come back to Éireann then, Lorraine, and you've got your tea, you've got your chocolates, what other products would you be promoting here?
Well, I have, I'm really focusing on organic products as well, because I truly believe in this region as well, with the problems with diabetes as well, and having lived in Sweden for 10 years, and I know a lot about gluten intolerance and lactose. But in Ireland, you know, we have so many good organic products, and one of the products I have as well is rapeseed oil and Atlantic seaweed salt. And there's actually seaweed from Donegal that's in that, four different types of seaweed captured in that little bottle. And I exhibited at Gulf Food, and the reaction I got from all the chefs, which we had not intended on looking at catering side, when they tasted the products in the organic range, were absolutely overwhelmed. And so it's fantastic. So they're small little companies that I'm looking at in Ireland, very much backstreet kitchen and gourmet foods that cannot compete in the mass market, cannot compete in Ireland, and really want to break into the market here. So only early days, but I've sourced 11 new products. So
fabulous. Yeah. Great. So bringing a taste of Ireland to the UAE. Before I let you go, just to give us a heads up really what you're all up to. I mean, James, you're busy there with Mid East Post and your training business. So what's next for you guys? What's happening with you?
Well, with the Mid East Post, which is basically a blogger aggregating website plus with a bit of analysis thrown in, we're looking at Arabizing that at the moment. So we're in discussions, and that'll be the next big move for us. So working quite strongly on that at the moment.
Excellent. And we can find you what address online?
Mideastpost.com.
Nice and easy. Yep. And contribute. Can people, is it an
open
forum?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're open to people who blog on all sorts of areas and issues. I mean, we've got a food blogger based in Dubai, for instance. There's a lot of politics and commentary, sport, whatever. So if anybody wants to get involved, they got a view, get on there.
Excellent. And for you, Zora, you're there busy in our newsroom, but, you know, young woman here in the UAE, you've got your family here,
I do.
So you see yourself here for a long time?
Well, I'm here at the moment at ARN for a couple of months, and then hopefully I've applied to do my master's in London. But I've secretly applied to, it's not a secret anymore, so Daddy, if you're listening, don't kill me. I've actually applied to Le Cordon Bleu in London. I have a real passion for bacon, so it's lovely meeting you. Hopefully that'll be another step in Dubai, but we'll see what happens.
Fantastic. That's really, really exciting. Yeah. And for you, Lorraine?
It's just now launching the brand and moving and trying to get as much publicity. And I think the main thing is when you taste the Irish products, and you know it's that you have to taste them. So I will be back.
And you can find out more about your company at airandgroup.com.
.com.
Great. Exactly. And Nasser, what are you doing there? You're very interesting. What's on? What can you tell us?
Well, I'm in the process of setting up as a consultant archivist, and hoping that I will encourage businesses to look seriously at their records and to archive them or to exploit them and use them for many different reasons. And my email address is nasalawless@gmail.com.
And that is spelt NEASA lawless.com. Well, all very interesting. And Michael, you're busy, of course, with lots of events coming up with the Irish Society and the Irish Business Network.
Yes, indeed. The one thing I would have said to Nessa there was she shouldn't have given her email address out, because there's going to be a lot of Kerry people sending messages in to her. No, but yes, of course, I do need to run the business I work for, which is the Movenpick Hotel in Deira. That, of course, always has to remain number one. But Irish Business Network, extremely important. Taste of Ireland Green Box competition, and I will be fully involved, making sure I support them, doing what I can to push them forward.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and bringing a bit of Ireland to us here. And yeah, look forward to talking to you all as your projects develop and grow. So keep in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Samina Shaheen, cross-cultural psychologist and all-round good egg. Thank you very much as always.
Thank you, Suzanne.
And taking a little bit of Ireland home with you today?
Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to also decipher some of the, to the charming accent and the expressions used, but I have learned a lot. Yes.
Well, so you've got a few jokes you can tell.
Yes.
Now, haven't you?
That's right.
We'll be back with you again next week with Voices of Diversity.